Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for a new presidential candidate. Just what we needed. Another Republican running for the nation's highest office. Not such a great day for George Santos, the Republican member of the House of Representatives, with a basic truth problem. He has released information about who had provided the hundreds of thousands of dollars necessary for him not to go to prison. It's also a terrible day for Adam Schiff, one of the leading Democrats in the House of Representatives, who's currently running for the U.S. Senate from California. He just became only the third member of Congress to be censured in the last 20 years. This was a very close vote. He was censured because of his pursuit of President Trump. And, of course, worst of all today, just moments ago, the Coast Guard announced that the missing submersible, which is called the Titanic, it's a craft that held five passengers, it has been lost. They have found debris. Titanic-bound submersible, they were going down to the wreckage of the original Titanic. The submersible was called Titanic. All five passengers have died. They included the OceanGate CEO, the guy who helped to design this particular craft and who was charging for the other passengers, the other four, $250,000 each to go on this journey, which was a one-way ticket. They are at the bottom of the ocean. It's 12,000 feet, they don't have any word yet on recovery of the bodies, which is so grim and so sad. This was the statement literally moments ago from Coast Guard Rear Admiral John W. Mauger, who was in charge of the search, which was covering an area the size of the state of Connecticut to try to find either on the surface or under the sea, which is where they did find some of the wreckage, to find some trace of this submersible craft. Here is the Admiral with the sad news.
This morning, an ROV, or remote-operated vehicle, from the vessel Horizon Arctic discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor. The ROV subsequently found additional debris. In consultation with experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber. Upon this determination, we immediately notified the families. On behalf of the United States Coast Guard and the entire Unified Command, I offer my deepest condolences to the families. I can only imagine what this has been like for them, and I hope that this discovery provides some solace during this difficult time.
And that was Admiral Mauger with the grim announcement today. The tour company OceanGate Expeditions has confirmed that the evidence suggests the five passengers are missing, and that they have died. The Coast Guard is providing an update on the search. Sub debris has been found, and the debris found on the ocean floor, and it's about a third of a mile away from the bow of the Titanic. This has been assessed from the external body of the missing submersible, according to a memo that was released by the Coast Guard. The passengers on board who have been lost were Hamish Harding, who was a wealthy British adventurer, member of the Explorers Club, an extremely wealthy industrialist from Pakistan, with his son, Shahzada Dawood, and the son, Suleiman Dawood, and Paul-Henri Narjolet, from France, and he was a paid passenger on the craft, and the designer and president of the company, OceanGate. People look at this, and here are some very wealthy people who'd spent a great deal of money to go down on this expedition. The amount of money that was spent by the U.S. and Canada, particularly, and other countries became involved too, actually looking for this craft, is staggering, and nobody knows for sure what that is. But of course, people are talking about, well, why not have the families or the company involved reimburse the U.S. government for this kind of work and this kind of investment? That, it seems to me, is wrong. It is one of the things that people who are so disillusioned with American institutions right now, if you look at the institution of the Coast Guard and people who are going to great lengths to try to rescue these five people, all of that was for naught. But that is not a bad thing about our country. It's a good thing about our country. And it's something that is humane, and it seems to me appropriate that so many people have been engaged by what turns out to have been a true tragedy. We're going to be speaking to somebody with an international perspective, and also a very specific perspective on one of the most recent controversies involving the presidential race, John Bolton. And the reason I say that he has a perspective, particularly on this presidential race, is the other night, one of the most controversial questions that Bret Baier put to Donald Trump was, what about all of these people? You said you were going to appoint the best people, and you were going to appoint a brilliant and reliable and tremendous public servants. And the fact is, he did. But he couldn't seem to get along with them. Now, John Bolton would be one of those people who's very qualified to be national security advisor. But it didn't work out. So one of the questions for John Bolton, when we'll be speaking to him later, is, what is it that convinced you, basically, that it was not going to be possible to work successfully with President Trump? Because this was true for previous secretaries of state, both of the secretaries of state for President Trump, previous secretaries of defense, both of them for President Trump, and previous national security advisors and other cabinet members. What's the problem exactly there? And what is the relation of that problem to this presidential race? We'll also talk about Will Hurd, the new candidate for president. And I would love to hear from anybody who, if there's one of the minor candidates for president who hasn't gotten as much publicity as DeSantis or Trump, and you're for that person, if it's Ramaswamy or Doug Burgum of North Dakota, if there's somebody out there who supports those guys, sort of the dark horse candidates, or Will Hurd, who announced today, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be back with more on the campaign and other struggles coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is big news from the campaign trail in Tampa, Florida. Governor DeSantis, who is, of course, the governor of Florida and is the main challenger at the moment to Donald J. Trump for the Republican nomination for president, Governor DeSantis apparently refused to say whether or not he would support Trump if Trump beats him for the nomination. This is what that declaration sounded like. Listen.
Regardless of his attacks, will you 100% pledge to support Trump as the GOP nominee?
So what I would say is this. When you are saying that Cuomo did better on COVID than Florida did, you are revealing yourself to just be full of it. Nobody believes that. And you know why? And you know why I know that? Because I remember in 2020 and 2021 when he was praising Florida for being open, saying we did it much better than New York and Michigan, and everyone was coming to Florida, and that we were one of the great governors in the United States. And he used to say that all the time. Now, all of a sudden, his tune is changing. And I would just tell people, do you find it credible? Do you honestly find it credible? Would you have rather been in New York during COVID under Cuomo regime, or would you rather have been in the free state of Florida? And I probably can count the number of Republicans on my hand in the nation who would have rather been under Cuomo in New York, and we know that. And so these are just frivolous criticisms, but in some respects I think it shows that, you know, if you have to make that argument, then you probably don't have very good arguments, because the reality is everything he said about us for years, about how strong we were, how good we were, how we've delivered for the state, those happen to be true. And now he's trying to backtrack because he, you know, views he needs to do that, and he's saying things that are false. And so that's
okay. This is a new level to the campaign. And by the way, what's fascinating about this is unless they change their standards for participating in the debate, DeSantis is ruling himself out of the debates. Because they are requiring a pledge that you will support the nominee of the party, whoever it happens to be. If it's Chris Christie, you've got to support him. And for Chris Christie, he's got to come around. And Chris Christie's handling it in a particularly squirrely way because basically, he clearly, with his very, very focused attacks on President Trump, he has no intention of supporting President Trump. And for him to say, well, I'll make the same kind of pledge to support President Trump that he made back in 2016, well, it wasn't required back in 2016. In 2016, they basically took a show of hands. Of all of the people, I think it was 14 that night. It was a lot of people. And they took a show of hands as to how many people up there would make a pledge to support the Republican nominee, no matter who it was. And everybody did. I mean, Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Ben Carson and all of the candidates for president, except for Donald Trump. And, okay. The idea that they're going to be debating on August 23rd, and if they're still going to require this kind of pledge, but they're not going to have DeSantis or Trump or presumably Chris Christie up there for the debate, what are they going to hear? The debates from the lesser candidates, the dark horse candidates, one of those extreme long shots announced today. And he's a good guy. He's been on the show. I know him a little bit. He is a patriot and a strong conservative. And I'm talking about Will Hurd, who was a three-term congressman from Texas, who won a very difficult district for Republicans to win. And he won it as a moderate black Republican. For a time, he was the only black Republican in the House of Representatives. He's a former intelligence officer and self-described moderate who retired in 2020. And he launched his bid officially this morning. He acknowledged that he's a dark horse candidate. Hurd now enters a crowded field, they say, over at CBS News with 11 other Republican candidates. in his announcement video, Hurd says that if we nominate, quote, a lawless, selfish, failed politician like Donald Trump, who lost the House, the Senate, and the White House, we all know Joe Biden will win again. Here is part of what the Will Hurd announcement of candidacy sounded like. This is clip by
the soul of our country is under attack. Our enemies plot, create chaos, and threaten the American dream. At home, illegal immigration and fentanyl stream into our country. Inflation still out of control. Crime and homelessness growing in our cities, and liberals do nothing. President Biden can't solve these problems or won't. And if we nominate a lawless, selfish, failed politician like Donald Trump, who lost the House, the Senate, and the White House, we all know Joe Biden will win again. Republicans deserve better. America deserves better. It's common sense. Common sense says we're better together. I know it. You know it. There's more that unites us than divides us. And America needs common sense during these complicated times.
And then he went on to make his actual announcement, clip B.
I'm Will Hurd, and for the past 20 years, I've been on the front lines of the most pressing fights facing our nation. I hunted down terrorists in the Middle East after 9/11. In Congress, I fought to lower taxes, secure our border, and provide more opportunities for the middle class. I've worked at the highest levels of business to harness technology and innovation for the future of America. These experiences have shown me that this moment, that this election, has never mattered more. That's why I'm running for the Republican nomination for President of the United States.
Okay, when we come back, we'll listen to Will Hurd coming out with a little bit more about his vision for the future of America. It was a short announcement. I think it was effective. The key words that he repeated time and again during his announcement were common sense. And that idea of making sense, of common sense, most people, I think, regardless whether you're liberal, conservative, moderate, where you are, the lack of common sense in terms of our leadership and the priorities, particularly that the Democratic Party is putting forward, are so much lacking and so much need readjustment that maybe there will be an audience to hear what Will Hurd is trying to communicate and trying to sell here. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The hunt for the small submarine carrying five people that went missing Sunday near the wreckage of the Titanic in the Atlantic Ocean is reaching a sad conclusion. The Coast Guard said today an underwater search vessel spotted a debris field near the famous ocean liner 2 miles under the sea. The BBC reports that debris field is indeed from the Titan submersible. Batteries, carbon capture, wind, and hydrogen among the new energy agreements the U.S. and India have agreed on. Deals made official during Prime Minister Modi's visit to the White House. The Supreme Court's rejecting a lawsuit filed by the Navajo Nation over water rights. The tribe contended an 1868 treaty requires the U.S. government to secure water access. The High Court says not so. New York Congressman George Santos says his $500,000 bail on fraud charges was co-signed by his aunt and his father. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a former congressman, Will Hurd, announcing his candidacy for president today. He was considered for many years a rising star in the Republican Party and certainly somebody who was associated with the idea of common sense and building, expanding the Republican base. He was, for a time, the only black Republican in the United States House of Representatives. And Will Hurd, announcing his candidacy this morning, did so with a video. By the way, there's a brand new video by President Trump, which we're going to play in just a moment. Just ripping Ron DeSantis. Wow. We'll get to that. But Will Hurd laid out his vision for the future of our country in his announcement this morning. Listen.
I envision an America where the economy thrives because we harness technologies like artificial intelligence to grow American jobs, not unemployment. An America where every child, regardless of location or age, has access to a safe, world-class education. An America that acknowledges science, addresses mental health, and is inclusive and understanding. It's not a given that this vision for America will happen, but it can if we focus on our timeless principles and limitless potential, not self-interested politics. As president, I'll put our American security and prosperity first, and I'll give us the common sense leadership America so desperately needs. I'm Will Hurd. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Okay, common sense leadership. Hurd was first elected to serve the 23rd Congressional District of Texas, which was basically a Democratic district for a long time. He won first in 2014 when he unseated Democratic Representative Pete Gallego by roughly 2 points. And then in 2016, Hurd beat Gallego again, but by a narrow margin. And then in 2018, third time he was running, he secured re-election a final time, beating his Democratic opponent 49.2% to 48.7%, just a half a percent. He opted not to run again in 2020. The former congressman is viewed as a moderate, partially because he has been a champion of universal background checks for purchasing firearms. And he voted against the repeal of Obamacare. He also, in 2016, when the Access Hollywood tape came out, when you're a star, they let you do it, and President Trump bragging about grabbing women on their beep. In any event, when that was surfaced, that particular tape, the former congressman was one of those people who called upon President Trump to withdraw from the race. He didn't, of course, and the rest is history. He also, Congressman Hurd, has always been opposed to the border wall, calling it the most expensive and least effective way to solve the influx of migrants. He also today in his announcement called President Trump a proven loser. The former congressman now joins a GOP primary field chock full of Republican heavyweights like the former president, Florida Governor DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, who, by the way, just got a very important endorsement today. Mike Pence was endorsed by the outgoing governor of Indiana, Governor Holcomb, and Eric Holcomb has endorsed him, calling in his announcement, he said, "I've known Mike Pence for decades. Throughout those years, he's remained as honest as the day is long." And that counts for something. Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, the other black Republican in the race, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Arkansas Governor and federal prosecutor Asa Hutchinson, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and the conservative radio personality Larry Elder, friend of the show, and the Miami Mayor Francis Suarez. They're all running, but they all are counting on either the withdrawal from the race or the collapse of his candidacy of this guy, the former president who wants a return trip, a return ticket to the White House for another 4 years. He just released a video online which was focused on what has become a smoldering dislike or contempt between President Trump and Governor DeSantis. Listen, clip six.
"The very stupid and little respected, China-loving Club for No Growth, which has been backing Ron DeSanctimonious as his poll numbers have been absolutely crashing, has just spent some of the rhino money they have accumulated on an ad campaign, hoping to counter the fact that DeSantis, just off the worst presidential launch in history, opted 3 times to cut and destroy Social Security, even lifting the minimum age to 70 years old. He also voted to cut Medicare and institute a 23% national sales tax, which will hit our country hard. Ron has always been a loser. In fact, he was going to lose the election in record numbers until I endorsed him. So it was an artificial win. In any event, Club for No Growth, they were with me and they won. When I cut off ties to them, they continuously lose. Let's keep it that way."
Let's keep it that way for the Club for Growth. By the way, DeSantis, or he calls him DeSantis or DeSanctimonious, has always been a loser. Look at his last race. His last race, he won by 19 points in Florida, which has not been a heavy Republican state. And the idea that when he's talking about an artificial win, he's not talking about 2020, 2022, where he just won. He's talking about 2018, where he had a close primary, and it was a close race in the general election, but he won both of those. He also won three congressional races without any help from President Trump at all. And the idea that DeSantis has said today that he won't necessarily support President Trump, can you blame him? And I assume that President Trump would say the same thing.
DeSantis.
Given how angry he is at DeSantis, I'm not even sure what he's trying to do there, because Sanctus in Latin means holy. I mean, sanctimonious, of course, which he also uses, usually means someone who is holy in an artificial and inappropriate way. Given what DeSantis has achieved just politically in Florida, the idea that he has always been a loser is profoundly, profoundly unfair. Now, there's another issue that has come up, and we will get to it, was the issue last night where just about every Republican in the House of Representatives participated in a razor-close vote to vote a resolution of censure against Adam Schiff, based upon allegedly the terrible things he did more than 2 years ago. What did he do? And what about the resolution of censure? And what does it mean? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, Bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that I think ought to have been proven by the two efforts to impeach Donald Trump, both of them partisan efforts, both of them misguided because they couldn't possibly succeed. They couldn't possibly vote him out of office. There wasn't that kind of Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate. And to vote a president out of office with impeachment, you need 67 votes. And they didn't even come close either time. The impeachments, as I said at the time, were a mistake. They were misguided. Regardless of the issues involved, and they raised some serious issues, particularly the second impeachment, which had to do with the January 6th riots and the attempts to stand in the way of a peaceful transition of power, which is really part of our sacred national tradition. But, okay, as pointless as those impeachment exercises were by the Democrats, the Republicans did something last night that is even more pointless. House censures Representative Adam Schiff over Trump-Russia investigations. And I stated something wrong. I said this is based upon events of 2 years ago. It's not. It's not. It's based on events of more than 5 years ago. And Associated Press writes, the House voted last night to censure California Representative Adam Schiff for comments he made 5 years ago about investigations into Donald Trump's ties to Russia, rebuking the Democrat and frequent critic of the former president along party lines. Schiff becomes the 25th House lawmaker in our history of nearly 250 years to be censured. He was defiant before the vote, saying he will wear the formal disapproval as a badge of honor and charging his GOP colleagues with doing the former president's bidding. The vote for censure was 213, all Republicans, and 209 along party lines, with I believe it was four Republican members who didn't vote. And here is what Lauren Boebert, the congresswoman from Colorado, had to say on the House floor, speaking in favor of this impeachment. It wasn't an impeachment, of this censure resolution, of which she was one of the prime authors. Listen.
Out
Adam Schiff is a complete disgrace to our nation and to our Constitution. He put the American people through 4 years of an endless impeachment hoax that he knew from the beginning was a lie. He represents the worst of permanent Washington, using his position of trust to lie to the American people. He received intelligence briefings that other members and the public did not have access to. And he used this position of trust to lie and to advance his own partisan agenda. Schiff's disgraceful time in Congress has destroyed Americans' faith in our institutions. Today, I am proud to stand with my colleague and friend from Florida, Ana Paulina Luna, to try and undo some of the damage that Adam Schiff has done by finally holding this crook accountable.
Okay, when she talks about this taking up 4 years, the impeachment wasn't that long. It wasn't. The impeachment actually occurred on by the House of Representatives December 18th, 2019, and then it was resolved, voted in the Senate, voted down in the Senate. February 5th, 2020. So it was 1 month, 2 weeks, and 4 days. It wasn't 4 years. The other aspect of this comes at a time which is kind of awkward for people like Lauren Bobbitt. It's Boebert. John Durham just gave testimony before the House of Representatives, and the one point that they make about summarizing the testimony, they say it wasn't the most riveting. It is at NBC. It wasn't the most riveting of hearings, but here's the bottom line: John Durham found nothing to discredit Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. At no point in his testimony did he take the bait from Republicans to give credence to Trump's Russia hoax rhetoric. If anything, Durham went out of his way to praise his predecessor, that would be Robert Mueller, as Special Counsel, even if his grasp on what Mueller found proved to be a bit shaky. And he was asked repeatedly whether there was evidence that Russia had tried to interfere with the election of 2016. And he said yes. And he said yes repeatedly. And this is John Durham, who was supposed to expose the crime of the century. Durham confirmed under Democratic questioning the current Attorney General Merrick Garland did not interfere with his investigation or tell him that any potential targets were off limits. He admitted that the reason that former President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton still walk free, no matter how much Trump world wants them behind bars, lock her up, is that there's simply no evidence of wrongdoing. That's what John Durham said. Likewise, none of the three individuals he did prosecute, two of whom were acquitted, were accused of taking part in a supposed deep state plot to take down Trump. It's a far cry from when the former president was promising that Durham's probe would reveal the crime of the century. Instead, Durham said in his opening statement that, quote, his report should not be read to suggest in any way that Russian election interference was not a threat. It was a threat. That's in his opening statement. And when it came to Mueller himself, Durham didn't hold back in his praise. Our object, our aim was not to dispute Director Mueller, Durham said. I have the greatest regard, the highest regard for Director Mueller. He is a patriot. Okay. This gives... Adam Schiff, some of the, we will get to Adam Schiff in a moment, but it's worth playing the announcement of the outcome of the vote, this by Kevin McCarthy, and listen to our House of Representatives. This is 4.5.
By its adoption of House Resolution 521, the House is resolved that the House of Representatives censures Adam Schiff, representative of the 30th Congressional District of California, for misleading the American public and for conduct unbecoming of an elected member of the House of Representatives, that Representative Adam Schiff will be forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure. That Representative Adam Schiff will be censured with the public reading of this resolution by the Speaker. And that the Committee on Ethics shall conduct an investigation into Representative Adam Schiff's falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuse of sensitive information.
When it was time for Schiff to then come down to the front of the chamber to be formally, immediately after the vote, the normally solemn ceremony turned into more of a celebratory atmosphere. Dozens of Democrats crowded to the front, clapping and cheering for Schiff and patting him on the back. They chanted, "No, shame, and Adam, Adam." When House Speaker Kevin McCarthy started to read the resolution out loud, as is tradition after a censure, Democrats heckled him to the point that he stopped and gave up, leaving the chamber. "A censure all of us," one Democrat yelled. A Schiff, the former Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and the lead prosecutor in Trump's first impeachment trial, has long been a top Republican political target. Soon after taking back the majority this year, Republicans blocked him from sitting on the intelligence panel. On both sides, this kind of highly personal back and forth, the lock her up logic of wanting not just to beat your opponents, not wanting to be voted out of office, perfectly legitimate, but wanting to put them in jail, wanting to disgrace them, wanting to, quote, own them. We can do better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.